Chapter 16. Hear you, I am come. For this, Dharma, I have put within your hand these things of former ages. Age after age there has been given revelation upon and following revelation, and yet, they are not understood. While I say unto you this day, there will now be understanding of the former revelations. So let there be understanding, patience, and wisdom. The one who lives in the lie will kill his brother or his own mother, to keep of his lie hidden. The truth bringer is the one he kills first. Will thine brethren protect the gift? So be it, we shall see. You are ready again to throw her into the den of publicity so that you need not commit thy worldly cash. So be it, you ask for that which I can give more unto you, and you give me not that of which you are not even in need. How is it, friends, that there are ones among you who know not that I am come? How is it that they not perceive of the cloud? How can it be they think there is not a cloud? Do I make of my point? You can put proof in thy midst, and it is missed. They will wait until thy weathermen conjure up a new name for a type of cloud which has not ever existed before. Indeed. Well, I say, I am come. Even in the cloud. And they do not see. Even thy military toys scout the peripheries and perimeters, and hardly a being takes note thereof, then the reports are misplaced. They see not, for the cloud is dense, and their eyes blinded. Yea, blind and deaf are they, for they simply cannot seem to see, and neither do they hear. The word is placed before them, and still it is not comprehended. I am now speaking that they might have comprehension. I shall speak unto them in ways which are new and strange. I shall now write upon their heart that which they shall not forget. I shall do wondrous things, and I shall be as the author and the finisher of my work. I shall give unto each of my ones a momentous experience that you might know this has already been done in most instances, and still, man calls it luck. The way the cookie crumbles, etc. Listen carefully. And no man will abort the plan of which I speak. No man shall abort the plan of which I speak. I am the host of hosts, and I bring with me mighty warriors, long trained in the way of the just and prudent. I know them to be worthy of trust, and they are mighty, endowed with power and total wisdom.